Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off the third hour of the show, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nobody,
and Aria.
We just got off the phone with what was a totally unscheduled call. David Hathaway, the sheriff from Santa Cruz County, Arizona, just happened to call in and wanted to talk. So we had him on for the entire hour and talked about what it is like to be the sheriff on a border county in Arizona and also be a libertarian, not only a libertarian, but a self-described voluntarist. He even used the A word.
Anarchy!
Yeah, he used the word anarchist to describe himself. But as he pointed out, he ran as a Democrat to get elected down there. But the thing is, he didn't just get elected.
That's okay. We have a Republican who ran as a Democrat, and he became our sheriff.
Are you talking about Eli Rivera here? In, yeah, he changed
yeah,
his
he's indistinguishable
party.
From a Republican. Right, but he's got a D next to his name. So, oh, he's a Democrat.
He did say that the Cheshire County is a sanctuary county for immigration.
Oh, yes, all zero illegal immigrants that are in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
That pissed off the Republicans. I mean, to his credit, he did do that. But he's no voluntarist, that's for sure. And but this guy is David Hathaway, and one of the points I think you made off the air, Aria, because as soon as we ended the call with David, I was like, this guy's got to be the best kept libertarian secret in all of the United States. I mean, normally libertarians don't get elected past dog catcher, and I'm not exaggerating with that. If somebody's a libertarian, they just don't get elected in general, and that's, of course, one of the reasons why he did get elected, is he didn't run as a libertarian, but he's still a self-described voluntarist, which means he's still a principled libertarian. He's a published libertarian. He's got a book, more than one, apparently, but the one I have is Immigration, Individual versus National Borders.
And see, that's great to us, because we care about liberty, and we care about people doing things that are going to make the world a little bit more peaceful, a little bit freer.
Yeah.
But the Libertarian Party doesn't care about any of that.
No.
They just want to be able to say they have a success story of someone who ran for office with an L next to their name. And if they don't have that, the Libertarian Party doesn't give an S about them.
Yeah, you're persona non grata to the Libertarian Party unless you run with their letter next to your name. And it's sad. And he did point out that he's been interviewed by Tom Woods and some other folks. So it's not like he's...
Yeah, but the Libertarian Party has never come I'm like, hey, this guy, he's great, right. As they should, you know? That's what I would expect from the Libertarian Party. Yeah. Like, hey, look, we don't really... I mean, they were supposedly... They organized a political party in order to game the system or whatever. Okay, but you have people who are doing that. They just don't have the... letter next.
They're working the system in a different way. They're working the system in a way that's actually working. They're getting elected. And, of course, the same thing's true here in New Hampshire, where dozens of actual libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types have actually been elected as state representatives. Now, we haven't had anybody elected to sheriff that I know of. I would think we would have heard of that if it happened this close to home.
Yeah, there's only like 12 counties here.
Yeah,
you have
10. It makes sense that we wouldn't have necessarily heard about this because it's all the way across the country from where we are here in New Hampshire. So if something like that were to have happened around here, we would have caught wind. I have heard that there is a libertarian, supposed free stater, not county sheriff, but a police chief in this sort of region of the state.
Well, so that's the thing. Here in New Hampshire, free stater as a label is more important than Libertarian Party member as a label.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there is a Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, but...
they're not seen as a threat.
No, and you're going to get cheers from those same people if you're a free stater running for office as a Republican or a Democrat. They may not be able to come out and officially endorse you because of the bylaws of their silly organization or whatever, but you still have their support. They're still going to invite you to their little social gatherings, their get-togethers and stuff, and it's going to be clear to anyone who knows anyone that, hey, yeah, these people are your friends, and you're on the same team as them, without them going out on Twitter saying, hey, we're the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, we endorse this Democratic candidate.
Yeah, they probably have some rule preventing official endorsements like that. Anyway, kudos to David Hathaway for what he's doing down there. And I, like I said, I hope we'll hear from him again with occasional success stories and hopefully news of his reelection.
Forward to hearing about that, right?
In a couple more years.
I didn't think to ask. Yeah, I guess it could be an every 4 year thing.
I mean, assuming he wants to keep it up. I mean, you know, might be a bit of a frustrating job, and he may just decide to throw in the towel. But
he may be up for re-election this year, is what I was getting.
No, I think it's sort of 4 year terms. Okay. So, but you know, once you're in the office, you're an incumbent, and it's hard to beat the incumbent. Let's go to Dan in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ian, Aria, nobody. What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dan?
Hey, we had the Medical Freedom event in New Jersey this weekend, and one of our main sponsors was Catasense.
Oh, cool.
People can actually go right online from their phone and order whatever they want and then pick it up at the Catasense table. So that was a cool feature of our event.
But, yeah, Catasense is cool. We had the founder call into the show, I don't know, some number of months ago. And talked about how they're still in business, and it's an online ordering system for cannabis.
I remember this. Yeah.
That's just right out in the open. And he's got a really the guy that owns it's an attorney, and he's got a really interesting viewpoint legally as to why what he does should be legal. And he's not in a prison cell yet, so there's a lot of evidence that his arguments are pretty sound.
So I saw some photos of the event that you had. How did it go?
Oh, you know what? It went very well. We had a very big day of, a lot of people showed up day of, but it was about 70 degrees and sunny.
Beautiful.
And all our speakers showed up.
Good.
And everyone did a great job. And Neil was actually one of our speakers. And one of the things he said is that he's taken the IRS to court all the way to Supreme Court three times and beat them.
Really?
And he goes, he wanted them to show them what jurisdiction he has over him, and they don't. He has as much jurisdiction over any of us as the King of France.
Hold on. You said he's taken the IRS to the Supreme Court?
Yes. The Supreme Court, and if it's just Jersey, it was from Ocean County, New Jersey, where it went. And now the IRS is trying to get those court cases erased from their records.
Whoa. That's awesome.
I can see why the IRS wouldn't want that, you know, on the record.
Yes, and so Neil is pretty good. He does his research, and he beats everybody. And he's always offered his help to you guys up in New Hampshire with your Crypto 6 if you ever want it.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, we'll take it. Absolutely. The more expert testimony that we can get on hand for that case, certainly the better. So, Dan, you guys had this Medical Freedom event. How well attended was it?
Well, to be honest, I think we had about 175.
Not bad. That's pretty good.
No, it wasn't. We actually had two big trees right next to the stage. And all the children that were there, they all started climbing in the trees. It was great. They weren't wearing masks, no mask anywhere.
What's the current status in New Jersey on mask mandates and vaccine mandates and such?
At the moment, there's no vaccine mandate because of the last Supreme Court case.
Mm-hmm.
The masks were in Newark, New Jersey, a few months ago, and I believe that stopped. So... but now they're talking about the COVID cases in New York, and that's going to be a thing. And I've noticed there's a lot of people starting to wear a mask again.
I was going to ask, what are you seeing around, given that it is a completely voluntary choice? Do you live in one of the cities?
No, I actually live right in the middle of the state, so it's kind of like just the suburbs.
Okay.
And, but I have seen a big increase in mask wearing going on now, so... I'm really not sure what that's about.
That's amazing to me, though. I mean, we're going into, as you mentioned, it was 70 degrees there last week, and it hasn't been quite that here, but I mean, it's clearly spring, and we're coming up into 70-degree weather. The idea of people being terrified of a cold in the middle of May and June, it frustrates me on a level that I can't accurately convey.
Yeah, Because was it mass formation psychosis?
Yeah.
It always is and always has been just a cold. And this is summertime. Or it's as close to summertime as we can get until it actually is summertime. And people are scared again like they weren't here for the last 2 years of everyone being just fine.
Dan, thank you for the call. Congrats on your event being a big success. And appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in? Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio here tonight. Been a while since we've actually touched any show prep, which is the way I like it here when interesting calls come in. We do like that. Phones are always open for you if you want to join us. But I did want to talk, since we had started out, Aria, you had a story about this correspondence dinner at the White House, or wherever the hell it was.
It was the White House Correspondence Dinner, but it doesn't seem to have occurred at the White House.
It was too big. It was a humongous occasion with probably some convention center or something like that.
As I understand it, it was a convention-ish thing. Mm-hmm. It was a dinner for people who are correspondents to the White House.
Right, so we started talking about local propaganda, and now there's an unusual story. I've been sitting on this one for a few weeks, and it's just one of those interesting stories you don't really hear very often about Russian propaganda being broadcast in the United States. And I'm not talking about RT, because we know about RT. RT is pretty familiar, I think, to at least the people on this show. Certainly our listeners have heard us sharing from RT, which stands for Russia Today. I go there every day now. I used to be an occasional RT person. Now I'm there every single day. It's one of the things I always go to for show prep, because I want to see what their side of the story is when it comes to the Ukraine situation.
I can only imagine how badly Mark is handling it.
Our co-host.
Yeah, because he always hated, anytime one of us brought in a story from Russia Today, he hated it because he was just, oh, those evil Russians, that's Russian propaganda.
That's weird because, like, they're one of the best news agencies out there.
Everything is somebody's propaganda.
Certainly.
Well, that's true. That's true. And at least you know what you're getting into when you go to RT, right? You know you're going to be getting the official kind of Russian side of story. But
as it turns out, I mean, from people who have done shows with Russia Today, America, or whatever they're called, they're actually not, told what they can and can't talk about. They're given free rein to do their own programming as they choose.
Yeah, and
which is more than you can say for CNN.
Exactly, and we've heard this from more than one person. So it used to be Adam Kokesh, who was he's a libertarian activist. He had a show there about a decade ago. I think it was 2012 when he had his RT show. And he said back then that they never told him what to say. They never picked topics, never told him he couldn't cover certain topics or have certain opinions. And then Holland Cook, who is actually a lefty, if you listen to our internet feed, you'll hear Holland Cook. He does these things called survival speech during our breaks. He's not a libertarian, but he had a show there called The Big Picture right up until the very end. So his show was on the air the last day because RT America shut down. They closed their entire operation because they couldn't pay anyone.
Right, and Holland Cook wrote an essay about this and how it was a result of these American sanctions and stuff like that that are shutting down a free speech, in effect.
And in that same essay that he wrote, he pointed out he was never told what he had to say, and he leans on the Ukraine side. So, he was on RT having the opinions that he had about that that conflict. So anyway, kudos to them for maintaining some journalistic integrity. I mean, I was criticizing so-called journalists in the United States, and they deserve it because they are just opinion columnists, just wrapping themselves as though they're the news. And at least on RT, they'll give you both sides, even in stories that we've read coming from Russia about the crackdowns on freedom in Russia. There was one story about the Russian government shutting down a so-called liberal newspaper and a liberal radio station, a liberal television station, and they got a comment from the editor of the TV station.
Who is taking the Russian government to court, as it happens, about this shutdown.
Who said it was unconstitutional and they're going to fight this thing, and, he's saying, they're reporting that in the story. So, if it is propaganda, and it is, it is the most fair of all propaganda that I've seen. So anyway, that's not the only thing they do. They also have a radio division called Radio Sputnik. And not as many people know this because, Radio Sputnik isn't on major cable systems or satellite systems or whatever. It doesn't have the same kind of presence. But it is broadcast in some places in the United States. And that's what this story is about. It's
they have a station in D.C., don't they?
Correct. And it covers all of the heart of Washington, D.C., and that's what this story is all about. For a few seconds, this is from the Washington Post from last month, actually March. For a few seconds every hour, WZHF AM interrupts its round-the-clock schedule of talk to air a curious disclaimer. Quote, "This radio programming is distributed by RM Broadcasting on behalf of the federal state unitary enterprise Rossiya Segdanaya International Information Agency, Moscow, Russia."
Dude, can we start playing that during our broadcast? Like, just to troll people?
"Additional information is available at the Department of Justice, Washington, D.C., unquote.
Oh, we could leave out that part because I think that would be a felony to include that.
The cryptic notification masks a larger story. WZHF, a former Spanish language station 11 miles east of the White House in Maryland's Capitol Heights, is the flagship of Russian President Vladimir Putin's effort to harness America's radio airwaves to sell the Kremlin's point of view. Despite periodic legal and political challenges, the imposition of sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, the station has stayed on the air, broadcasting its Kremlin approach. Message. It's at AM 1390 and is only one of five outlets in the United States that air English language broadcasts of Radio Sputnik."
I'm curious, they say that this is a Kremlin approved message, like, but is it? Is this actually like, are they just
Russian government?
Yeah, but are they Russian mouthpieces for the Russian government in the way that you would expect Russia Today in Russia to be? Or are they just Russian-owned news organizations like Russia Today America, or whatever it's called in the United States?
Well, having not actually listened to the station myself, I cannot comment directly about it. But if it's run anything like Russia Today, then maybe they let their hosts have their own opinions.
Yeah, it could be that. I mean, it says, you know, this is a Kremlin-approved message, but...
That's the propaganda of this story.
Yeah, that isn't the case with the show that Adam Kokesh had, right, or that Helen Cook had, or that, you know, any show on Russia Today America, whatever it was called, actually.
But what we can say is it is absolutely funded by the Russian government. That much,
yes,
we know. So presumably, generally, certainly during the news segments, we'll probably have a pro-Russian slant.
But what does it say about the United States and their little saber-rattling match with the Russian government? If the best way of the Russian government attacking the American government is to provide an outlet of freedom of speech, mm-hmm, in the United States... Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's their most effective way of targeting the United States government's narrative.
Well, the liberals say we got to get rid of freedom of speech. It's a terrible thing.
They are saying
that.
Well,
the liberals and the conservatives both say it.
I've heard it more from the liberals lately.
Well, lately, because they're the ones in charge. The conservatives are all in favor of free speech right now. But once they get in control, then you know they're going to change their tune.
Well, I mean, they're not even in control of it now. I mean, if they were truly freedom of speech advocates, they'd be like, okay, yeah, sure, if you want to have your teacher teaching, you know, trans issues to 7-year-olds or whatever, go ahead. We just won't send our kids to that school. But that's not what they're saying at all.
Yeah, that's a good point. So,
well, of course, you don't get a choice, generally, about what school your kids go to.
But they're not arguing that people should have a choice. They're saying that the teachers shouldn't be able to do that at all.
It's true. The conservatives do tend to spend their time fighting over curriculum instead of just pulling their kids out of the government schools. So we got more on the Russian propaganda ministry right here in the United States, airing on 5 different radio stations. I remember hearing there was one in Miami. I don't know where they all are located, but there is one right in the belly of the beast. And you got to give them credit.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has resumed its bombardment of Mariupol after more than 100 people that were hiding beneath the steel plant left in buses and ambulances to a Ukrainian-controlled city. Mariupol's deputy mayor, Sergei Orlov, tells the PBS NewsHour that thousands of residents are still trapped in the besieged city.
130,000 citizens that are still in Mariupol, all of them are hostages.
Previous attempts to open safe corridors out of the southern port city and other places have broken down. Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of shooting and shelling along the agreed-upon evacuation routes. An Oklahoma judge is allowing a lawsuit seeking reparations for the survivors and descendants of victims of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre to proceed. The suit was filed in 2020 under the state's public nuisance law. A late rally boosted the indexes on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is under investigation, this time in Georgia, over his actions during the 2020 election.
Potential grand jurors in Atlanta, Georgia, arrived at a downtown courthouse Monday as part of a county prosecutor's investigation to see if President Trump and others tried to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. After 90 minutes, a grand jury was seated and will proceed to gather evidence. Fulton County District Attorney Democrat Fannie Willis is overseeing the investigation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Almost two-thirds of workers at an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island in New York rejected a union bid. The Amazon Labor Union is weighing whether or not to challenge the results. It scored a surprising victory at a nearby facility. Connecticut officials have launched a new state program to help families and residents who had financial hardships due to the pandemic. The new My Home CT initiative will provide grant assistance to homeowners who need to cover housing costs. Homeowners can apply for up to $30,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. Join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Thankfully, there's something in the United States that's still relatively in effect, and that is freedom of speech. Yes, it has been infringed upon in a variety of different ways. For instance, Ross Ulbricht is in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for simply having a website.
So I have to hope that that's going to be changing in the near future, though.
You think they're
going to
send him loose?
I can't imagine any other reason he would have agreed to surrender his Bitcoin recently.
Mm.
Right? I mean, yeah. He had nothing to gain from that. It's not like they could confiscate it or whatever.
Have confiscated it.
I don't remember all the details now, but it's not like...
They took $3 billion worth of Bitcoin from someone who allegedly stole it from the Silk Road, came to Ross Ulbricht and said, hey, why don't you sign off on this? And let us have it. Now, you won't challenge it. And we'll go ahead and consider your $183 million, quote-unquote, debt to the federal government as paid.
But see, that's it, because they couldn't... How are they going to squeeze $183 million out of him anyway?
They wouldn't.
Right. So they had to have some sort of... They had to offer him something. They had to persuade him to do it beyond just, oh, yes, we'll take off the extra 40 years that we handed you on top of your 2 life sentences or whatever, which is effectively
they didn't offer
what
that.
But that's effectively what they offered. You know,
well, no, they just said we're going to pay off your $183 million.
Which is meaningless to him, just like it would be meaningless if they said we're going to knock off the 40 years after.
I see what you're saying. It's meaningless to him, presuming he never gets out of prison, which he's never scheduled to get out of prison. But maybe there is still a chance.
If there's a possibility of him getting out of prison, then all of that suddenly matters.
Plus, you got Julian Assange, who is currently rotting away in one of the harshest prisons in the UK, awaiting extradition. He's still appealing that. But they want to put him away for 170 years, I think, was the last I heard, in the United States for so-called espionage or whatever the hell the charge is there. So,
for journalism.
Yeah. For real journalism, like we're talking about here tonight, really telling the truth about what the American government has done. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm all, you know, rose-colored glasses when it comes to freedom of speech. But compared to places like Europe, compared to Australia, compared to China.
Compared to Ukraine.
Certainly compared to Ukraine. You're getting 15 years for denying that the war is happening in Ukraine or saying anything that's positive towards Russia. So compared to a lot of the rest of the planet, the U.S. is still relatively free as far as speech is concerned. You can still go on a web browser without using a VPN, and you can go to RT.com and you can read the RT coverage. You can see what they have to say.
I'm pleased that internet service providers haven't restricted people's access from doing that.
That we know of, at least.
Yeah, I assumed that was going to be the next step from Facebook and YouTube, as was going to be Spectrum and T-Mobile and AT&T and all of these other people who provided internet, saying, yeah, we're not going to let you access these sites anymore. That would have set a terrifying precedent.
Well, they did boot DirecTV on a voluntary basis, did boot RT off of their system. So that was their biggest carrier in the United States, and they're gone from there.
That's true, but on that occasion, DirecTV was serving RT's content as opposed to allowing people to have access to it, I suppose. Like, there's a difference between Amazon kicking RT.com off of their web servers and Spectrum saying, no, we're not letting you access RT.com.
I get what you're saying there. So we're talking about the Radio Sputnik, which is broadcasting on 5 radio stations in the United States, including one right in D.C., WZHF. According to the story here at the Washington Post, the Sputnik is the radio and digital arm of Russia Today, also known as Rossiya Segdanaya, the same Kremlin-controlled media agency that directs RT and RT America. Again, RT America shut down. The better-known TV and digital media operations founded by Putin's regime in 2005. But while American distributors and European governments have banned RT since the attack on Ukraine, leading to the collapse of their American operations, WZHF is still offering Sputnik's content to Beltway listeners. With names like Political Misfits and By Any Means Necessary, its talk shows are as slickly produced as anything on NPR or the giants of conservative talk radio. Some discussions, organ transplantation, recycling, and paranormal activity, were among last week's topics. Are apolitical, but many Sputnik hosts offer a more barbed commentary about America's perceived flaws, racism, economic inequality, and political dysfunction. One consistent thread for years, skepticism of the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia acted to influence the 2016 election in favor of Donald Trump.
Well, hasn't that been debunked?
Well, officially, they actually have announced that the Hunter Biden laptop is a real thing, right? So, yeah, I just saw today that there were, you know, U.S. media was claiming the CIA and all these supposed experts were claiming that the Hunter laptop thing was Russian propaganda. And it turns out it's 100% true. There really is a Hunter Biden laptop, and there really are some really nasty images, apparently, on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. I mean, the whole thing was bunk from the beginning. Wasn't them saying they were upset that Hillary lost the election to Donald Trump, and they were desperate to blame it on someone, anyone.
Sure.
Like the Democratic guy who had his password hacked or whatever. I don't remember his name now.
Oh, Podesta.
They wanted to blame that on the Russians, but it turned out to be the result of
easy password.
Yeah, there was never any substance there to tie it to Russia, but that didn't stop them from ever doing it. And no one ever demanded. I mean, we demanded proof, but the vast majority of Americans were like, "No, this is our person lost. This is inconceivable. It must have been the Russians."
Sputnik's talking heads have tended to justify Russia's invasion of Ukraine, alleging Ukrainian crimes against its Russian-speaking population, an encroachment on Russia from the NATO alliance, which seem like they're both true to me. They typically describe the invasion as a military operation or an intervention, echoing Putin's framing. There's plenty of whataboutism. A Russian commenter on recently fretted the United States could give nuclear weapons to Ukraine. He said, quote, "We cannot be confident that America will be a responsible member of the international community." And that's a fact.
Have they ever been?
Right. The United States is, as far as a group of people, a bunch of liars. They've lied about weapons of mass destruction, and they've lied about everything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me that, you know, somehow they can make this big deal about the invasion of Ukraine, but nobody has been held to account for the invasion of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
never will.
How is that not just as bad?
Right. Where were all the corporations voluntarily placing sanctions on the United States?
Yeah.
Because of Iraq and Afghanistan. How about Yemen and all the other places that they've invaded?
Although I don't think they've invaded Yemen. The Saudis have, and
the U.S.
government has paid for it.
Sure.
But,
Well, right. They're not technically in Ukraine either, but they're sending weapons.
Yeah.
At its most pernicious, Sputnik offers wholly misleading information, says the Post. Former correspondent recounted in 2017 about how his editors ordered him to ask if the White House would explore alternative theories about the Syrian government's sarin gas attack on its own people, dovetailing with Kremlin claims that...
Hold on, because I remember this. There was never any evidence tying the Syrian government to this.
That's another one that I'm pretty sure was debunked.
Yeah, I don't remember how it ultimately shook out, but I remember that there was never any concrete evidence or any reason to believe that Assad had anything to do with this, and that it was almost certainly the rebels, if I remember correctly. This was a long time ago, and a lot of BS has happened since then.
So encouraging people to ask questions is actually the right thing to do.
Anyways. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's, of course, RT's tagline. If you go to their website, RT's tagline is question more.
Huh.
Like, they are encouraging people to question things.
Remember when the leftists used to have the question authority bumper stickers?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
They say that the 9,000-watt AM signal in D.C. can be heard across the region. They say, though, the message doesn't appear to be going far. WZHF doesn't rank among the top 40 stations in the Washington area in Nielsen's ratings. But you know what? You tend to have to pay for that. I don't think that the person writing this article probably is aware of that. If you don't pay Nielsen, they kind of don't really include you in the ratings.
Really? I didn't know that, and I used to work for Nielsen Media Research.
I don't know if that's an official policy, but that's sort of what those of us in the business are aware of. There's more coming up here in a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. You can share your thoughts, whatever's on your mind. We're talking about propaganda, Russian propaganda on the Sputnik News Channel. It is a radio broadcasting company, organization, propaganda arm of the Russian government. You've heard of RT, Russia Today. Well, this is their radio division. And they are actually renting airtime on radio stations. So this is the thing. They don't own WZHF in Washington, D.C., which covers the White House. It covers, you know, all of downtown D.C. They are what they're calling, what they call, I believe in the business, an LMA, and I don't know what that's, I don't recall what that stands for.
But they're basically like a show, or a series of show that's like, hey, we've got, you know, 6 hours of programming, we want to pay you to play our broadcast.
I think it's 24 hours. They've got, you know, that much content. Now, maybe it's like LRN where it repeats every 12 hours or something right. Like that. But they've got enough content to fill a whole radio station, so they do what's called an LMA, and they basically lease the entire radio signal 24/7 for, you know, 5 years or however long the lease lasts.
That's got to be a radio station owner's dream,
though. It is.
Because they just have to, like, press play once, yep. And then they're done.
And walk away.
And they get paid.
And they don't have to sell a single advertisement. Yeah, so that's what
I can see
about.
Why stations would do it then. I mean, that's a sweet deal.
When I first heard about them, was actually going to one of these industry conventions that I was telling you about before. I met somebody who worked for Radio Sputnik at one of these industry conventions years ago. And, of course, I pitched her on Free Talk Live. I'm like, hell yeah, we could be on. We would totally be on Sputnik Radio or whatever. And it just never ended up panning out, which is a shame, too, because it would be great. You know, I'll take 5 new stations.
Absolutely.
It would be great. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Sarah, you're calling from New Mexico. Go ahead.
Well, speaking of, it's a little bit different. I want to talk about what you were talking about renting out hours on the radio station right now. You know, the KNMA, it's the university radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they were running out, they were having communist shows. For example, you know, when Fidel Castro passed away, they're talking about communists all around the globe mourning and death of Fidel Castro. And, they were having shows about that. I heard many, many communist shows on that.
Why don't you go and rent some airtime, Sarah? And you could really reach a lot more people that way. Have you considered that?
Well, I don't have any money, but you know what? They got busted. Remember, I called you guys about the Gorbulsky Lab? Gorbulsky Labs was a Russian company. They were caught funneling money to KUNME. They were one of the people. They advertised on KUNME.
Well, I bet you those communists aren't paying for that airtime either. If it's a college radio station, the odds are they're just college students, and they get the airtime for free, Sarah. College radio stations don't sell, as I understand it, they don't sell airtime. They just want somebody to fill the air. So if you wanted to, you could probably reach out to the college station and tell them you're willing to volunteer. And I know that the one here in Keene, at Keene State College, they don't have just students running that thing. They've got locals that go in there, and they do music shows or whatever they want to play. And as I understand it,
the whole thing is that twist of the station, many times they made the Putin into a good guy on that show. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think he's a good guy? You know, don't you think he's a secret communist? Didn't you call in about that?
Well, he was bringing lamb to one of the Middle Eastern, one of the Arabic countries, Syria, probably Syria or something, that they're in the same bag.
Hold on,
with the Russians.
Probably where?
Syria or Iraq, okay. Or Iran, I don't know, but they were communist. They're allies of the Russians, anti-American, so... I'm so confused because all these countries, they flip back and forth. A couple of years, they're American allies like Arabia. Now they're going to be U.S. Chinese. No, I mean Saudi Arabia. Now they're going to be buddies with China and Russia now. You know what I mean? Because they're one of the new prince. I mean, they just keep flopping back. But anyway, he was taking one of the little lambs as a present to one of these countries. And I thought that was kind of cute for Putin to be doing this because he wants to make kind of like amends. And far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm a communist. He is a good guy. The Russians are fighting
There's so much to unpack. The reason that these countries keep flipping back and forth is because they ally themselves with the biggest power that is going to help them deal with their biggest threat at the moment. Like we saw with the Afghanistan versus the Soviet Union back in the 1980s, mm-hmm. where the United States armed and trained Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and all of them to take over. And then, you know, oh, look.
Including Osama bin Laden.
Yes, and 30 years later, oh, look, it turns out those same people are fighting the United States. Apply that to Ukraine today, and I guarantee you that by 2030 or whatever, the United States is going to be fighting against Ukraine. Like, where did all these rebels come from? Why don't they like us imposing new leaders on them anymore?
Yeah, it's political, Sarah. That's why people flip back and forth, because it's whatever's convenient.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, when Russians do take over Ukraine, they will be on the Ukrainian side. Like you say, they're going to flip back over into communism. If you enter...
Well, the Russians aren't communists, Sarah.
Yeah, she really has this fantasy that the Russians are still a communist place. And there's definitely still some commies in Russia. It's just there's no evidence that the government there is. I mean, it seems like they're fascists.
They have Burger Kings and stuff, Sarah.
Yeah. No bread lines right now in Russia. Thank you for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. So back to the story about the Russia radio station. The National Association of Broadcasters, historically an organization that has supposedly stood in favor of free speech, has called on station owners to stop carrying Russian state-sponsored programming. Without mentioning WZHF or Sputnik by name, the chief executive of the NAB suggested they were spreading Kremlin propaganda. Curtis Legait is his name. He says, quote, "While the First Amendment protects freedom of speech, it does not prevent private actors from exercising sound moral judgment. Our nation must stand fully united against misinformation and for freedom and democracy across the globe." And calling for station owners to voluntarily stop taking the money from the
the Russians.
We must silence voices we disagree with in the name of freedom.
Yeah, anything that isn't what the government says is misinformation these days. Of course, now you got the Ministry of Truth that they've founded to deal with that, and we're going to see how that plays in.
Thankfully, even people within the mainstream media are pointing out the similarities between the Ministry of Truth and the Board of Disinformation, or whatever it is that the Biden administration has come up with. So, I mean, that's just not libertarians going, hey, guys, this is Ministry of Truth stuff. The rest of the media has realized, oh, this is bad.
Have they realized that?
Some of them have. I mean, I saw it on Google News recently. So, I mean, if they made its way onto Google News, it has to be relatively common.
Yeah, I would think Fox News would probably glom on to that particular headline, but I don't know if you're going to see that on MSNBC.
It's hard to say, man. MSNBC is still rambling on about Trump and January the 6th. Like, those are their two stories, and they just alternate between them, and they just have different opinionators spouting their opinions about one of those two news stories 24/7. That's MSNBC.
Sputnik doesn't own WZHF, as we pointed out, and nor would it be allowed to under FCC rules. So they couldn't even buy the station if they wanted to.
That's strange.
The decades-old prohibition was driven by concerns that hostile foreign powers would use American radio and TV to broadcast propaganda.
Okay, so argue with them. Dispute them. Challenge them.
Right. And if we actually had freedom to broadcast, then you could just put another radio station on the air without having to ask the government's permission. But no, the FCC stands in the way of that. Licensed to a New York company, Way Broadcasting, since 2001, Way appears to be a largely passive owner. In 2017, it agreed to lease the station's airtime to a different party, RM Broadcasting, in Jupiter, Florida, which then sold all of the station's airtime to RT and Sputnik. RM made a similar deal with a different station in the Kansas City area where they have three different stations. So you've actually got one company that owns the station renting it to another party who's then renting it to a third party. The practice known
Don't you love government? Yeah.
Known as a time brokerage agreement, has been a financial lifeline for small and financially troubled broadcast outlets since the 1930s. Instead of hiring a sales staff and producing programs, station owners just lease blocks of airtime to another party, often through a broker, which puts its own programs on the air. Of course, usually this really sucks as far as content is concerned, because then you end up with, as they point out here in the article, infomercials, right? You get the colon cleanser infomercial.
But it also seems like this is how you ended up with, like, Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
Is that how that happened?
It seems that way. You had this block of programming that couldn't afford an entire cable channel, so they just rented out, you know, this 8-hour block on this other existing cable channel.
I would be surprised if that was rented to them and that wasn't Cartoon Network's creation from top to bottom, but yeah, it would be very interesting to show that. If you're interested in learning more about this, I'm curious now to hear what they've actually got on the Radio Sputnik content. Maybe it's a good time for Free Talk Live to reach back out and see if they need any shows.
Well, Talkers is coming up.
We're out of time for tonight. You can join us between now and tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Don't forget our social media site, social.freetalklive.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.